I'd like to call to order the meeting of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation, special meeting of the Board of School Trustees, Wednesday, September 30th, 2009, 6:36 p.m. My fault, I apologize. First item on the agenda, approval of the agenda for this evening's special meeting.
Approval.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Gannett, seconded by Mr. Marley. Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the September 16th meeting.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mrs. Roush. Discussion. Helen, you are caught up now.
I know.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. Communication from the audience, current agenda items for this special session. No one signed up. All right. Unfinished business? I have none. Okay. New business, adoption of the 2010 corporation budget and associated resolutions. And you all have your, there were no enclosures, but we have these babies.
Okay, you ready?
Mike and Tony and Rocky, do your thing.
Okay, tonight is the final piece of the 2010 budget process as far as you're concerned. We have advertised the budget according to law twice in two papers. You had the public hearing on September 16th, and now is the night that we're going to ask you to formally adopt the advertised budget. If you do that tonight, the next time that we will be coming back to you is after we've met with the DLGF, and we do not have any date on that. What you're approving is the advertised budget. The DLGF can reduce that. Some of the resolutions that we're going to ask for your approval tonight are also dealing with some of those, that information that will come about. I don't know if you want to do it in one fell swoop in one motion, or if your pleasure is to do
each resolution
at a time.
Let's have a discussion about that. I'm okay with doing it in one fell swoop, but what's the rest of the board think? David, you okay? Brad, you okay?
Perfectly fine.
All right.
Okay. With that, what I will do is, before you adopt, your resolution of appropriation is really your Form 4 of your first five budget forms, and it's a standard form that all school corporations have to adopt that resolution. It really just breaks down your each of your budgets into their specific spending categories. So the resolution of tax rates, those are the advertised tax rates. Your advertised tax rate this year will be $1.49. And as you know, we've talked about that we think that's going to come in at 90 cents, and Dr. Kane hopes that comes in a little less, but I'll be conservative and say around 90 cents. The other resolution that we're asking you to adopt is the formal resolution to adopt the 2010 Capital Projects Fund Plan. There's a specific resolution for that. We also are getting your permission with this to advertise the Notice of Capital Projects Fund Adoption. If you do adopt that tonight, then we need to advertise a formal Notice of Adoption for that plan, and that would be advertised on October 8th. We also are asking a resolution for you to adopt, a formal resolution to adopt the 2010 through the 2021 school bus replacement plan. That plan we have to advertise is a 12-year plan, but the first year, the 2010 year, that is the specific one that you're adopting. The others are just a plan going forward, but each year you have to adopt that, and it'll be for new 12-year plan, so changes can be made after the first year. We are also asking you to adopt the resolution of tax neutrality, since we still do have a retirement severance bond amount that we are raising this year that has to be tax neutral. So in that resolution, similar to last year, we are using school bus replacement plan operating balance line to be that reduction. So what that means is they'll reduce that by the amount we have to raise in the retirement severance bond fund. They'll reduce that amount by the same amount we have to raise there off the bus replacement plan. So it's a tax neutral. Again, we also have two resolutions. A resolution to reduce line one gives Dr. Killian and Connie the authority that when they go to the DLGF hearing, they can reduce either line one or line two, whatever needs to be done to make the budget. Because again, those are guesstimates and we don't know how that's going to play out. So we'll have the formal information when we meet with them. But that avoids us from having to come back and the time to come back to you guys and say, you know, well, we got to reduce line one or two and this. You're giving them authority up front and that's what they like for us to do. So that we can make those decisions right then and there at that hearing. Then we also have a specific resolution I think Dr. Killian has had in for you in the past, and I'll turn that over to him to explain that to you if you want to, or you want me to explain it.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's really a resolution to transfer funds at the end of the year. You never know how you're going to end up, so it's just a resolution to transfer funds basically to your general fund if you come up short or whatever, so you can balance out to zero. Gives you authority to transfer primarily first out of debt service where you do have some cash balance things and that. If you haven't had to in the last couple of years, so hopefully you won't have to this year. But it does give him that authority to do that, so you balance it through the year. And then finally, you do have a section called the Adoption of Goals for Expenditure Categories. Back in 2007, 2008, this started, and you had to adopt goals each year based on how you were going to meet those goals on spending in instructional program areas. And you have those copies of those goals over included in your packet there. So as your consultant and financial advisor, I would recommend that you approve the 2010 budget and the associated resolution.
It's not like we haven't seen this before. Anybody who's looking, anybody who's watching, it's not the first time we've looked at this. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mr. Burnett. Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. I'd like to thank the business people for all of the work we have put in on this, and we're not there yet. So appreciate it very much. Moving on to item C, tax anticipation warrants.
Requesting permission.
I'm sorry, is it B?
Is it
B?
B, sorry.
Do I have a revised?
You may not.
Okay, B, tax anticipation warrants. Go ahead, Connie.
It's time for us to begin the process of paperwork for borrowing for next year for general fund and other associated funds. We will apply with the Indiana Bond Bank, but I'm requesting the board's permission to prepare and submit documents to apply for funding for next year and possible rollover borrowing if it comes to that. We don't know yet. Tax bills are scheduled to go out very soon. Until they go out, we have to be prepared to be able to roll over loans if we need to. So this is just a approval by the board to allow me to submit the application.
Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Marley, seconded by Mrs. Raj. Discussion?
Just a point of clarification, just for the benefit of the audience, too. The tax anticipation warrants is not a result of the state being late on funding. It's a result of the county being late in property tax bills.
That is correct. And even if they were on time and we got our money in June or July, we would still have to borrow to meet the first 6 months of obligations.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carried. Now, this is item C. VALIC plan sponsor. Mm-hmm. You're on that.
I try to do it all at once here. This is the business office agenda.
Yeah.
Periodically, our benefit plans require amendment to keep current with federal laws, mostly IRS type laws. And our company that administers our 401A plan, which is a pension plan for our teachers, notifies us when a change needs to be made. And so basically this is just an authorization to allow VALIC to update our plan to bring it into compliance with IRS requirements. If they're a little bit ahead of schedule, this isn't due until April of 2010, but it allows them to get everything ready for that. It's a language change. It's not any change in benefit, just a standard update, but it does require board approval.
So our motion would read to approve the language?
Approve the restatement of our plan with Valic, of our 418 plan with Valic.
Okay, we need a motion.
I so moved.
Second. Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Springer, that we will move forward with this Valic restatement of the 401 plan as indicated. Discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. Section 125, plan document.
Similar request. This is a plan that allows employees to pre-tax their health and dental benefits, also to set aside income on a pre-tax basis to pay out-of-pocket medical expenses. This is the second time this year that American Fidelity has asked us to update our plan. We did it in January. Normally, it's just once a year. There is also an amendment with this that's related to some new rights that require signature and approval by the board. Again, they're updating to keep us current.
Okay, I guess I noticed on this the handwritten corrections.
Yes, they ask us to handwrite changes, and then once the board approves this, I send this in, and we will get a corrected one back.
All right.
Yep, they'd like you to write on it so it stands
directly
out
directly on this item. Okay.
Right. All right. So you're seeing what I'm going to send it in.
Okay. So we need a motion here.
Move approval of the Section 125 plan.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Roush, seconded by Mr. Karpik, that we approve the Section 125 plan document revised, I suppose. Discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Information to the board. Anyone? Personnel report.
Recommend all the names under the personnel report be approved.
Is it a revised personnel report?
Yes.
Okay. Approval of the revised personnel report.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mrs. Roush. Discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Personnel report is approved. Accounts payable vouchers, we received those either by email or snail mail, one or the other.
Or superintendent mail.
No, rock mail. Connie?
I recommend that we pay our bills. Apologies for the late delivery of the document. Computer problem that took RDS to figure out why 1 and 1 didn't equal 2, but they did get it figured out, and they have since corrected the problem.
Yeah. So, anyone have questions or concerns? Anything they'd like to ask?
Need a motion first.
Pardon?
Motion.
I'm sorry. Need a motion to pay our bills.
Second. I did.
Okay, Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mr. Marley. Now discussion. Mr. Marley.
Page 17, McGraw-Hill. $7,623. Is that a testing?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's a scoring and testing. And this is about once a year. This would be the time for it in the fall. It's kindergarten through second. Yeah.
And then Dr. Ho's physician services, I think he was going to reimburse.
He is. He is receiving it and then donating his amount back to the foundation.
Okay.
And there were two of those because we didn't, because of board shifting dates, we combined them together.
Okay. What was the Stericycle on page 21?
That's removal of medical waste.
Tuxedo wholesaler?
Costumes for the performing arts. This is Mrs. Brooks' tuxedos and dresses. And it's the time of year that they replace, repair, clean.
Healthcare, the athletic trainer, $10,065.
Yes, that's a part of the, that's a contract payment.
Okay.
There also was one on there for the summer, there was a $300 payment with that.
I don't think I had anything else.
Okay, anyone else?
I was just curious, maybe this way in the past, so why there are two separate registers? I mean, there's a, you have a, somebody.
I know the checks were run at different times.
Yeah.
And that's why, when she adds them all together, there are utility runs that are throughout the month that the board gives approval to pay bills that have time-sensitive deadlines. So often you'll find more than one date for payments and more than one document.
Okay, it's just two separate payment dates.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And then they're all added together. That last page, that's where we had the problem, because we'd had a couple of voided checks. Each individual one didn't add up to the total, so we had to get that corrected.
Okay, so that you got it this way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's why sometimes I have trouble finding the right page, because we have more than one page series.
Stop the con. We have a motion on the table that we pay our bills. Any other discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. The board and superintendent reports are suspended for this meeting. We'll move to our next regular meeting for those, unless someone has something just pressing they have to share. Okay. Communication from the audience for non-agenda items. And no one, again, has signed up for anything there. Future meetings, Wednesday, October 7th. Our regular board meeting, Wednesday, October 14th. A forum concerning finances and impact of those finances and a possible referendum study at the high school auditorium. And then there is a work session on October 21st. This would be the second forum of its kind addressing concerns, the financial situation. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Marley, seconded by Mrs. Roush. Discussion. All in favor of adjourning, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, let's take about a 5-minute break, and then we'll move to the work session. And.